Backers of an initiative to legalize the recreational use of marijuana in Arizona have taken the extra step of running the ballot language by legislative counsel, essentially state lawmakers' in-house legal team. One of the recommendations spelling out where the money from fines and civil penalties would go. Joining us now is Rupali Desai, an attorney representing the Smart and Safe Arizona Act. Rupali, good morning.
Good morning.
So why did you go ahead and run this by legislative counsel? It seems like not every initiative does this.
Yeah, that's exactly right. In fact, this opportunity to in the statute to run language by leg counsel has been around for years and years, but not a lot of people do this. We saw no downside. In fact, there's lots of upsides to having experts who review legislation all the time take a look at our language. And in fact, our goal here is to run the best piece of legislation for Arizonans at the ballot. And so why not avail ourselves of the people who know how to do this and look at it every day? So that's exactly what we did.
Well, one of the things that they told you, which I imagine is not a surprise, is that this would run counter to federal law because marijuana is still illegal under federal law. Anything that they told you that you found particularly helpful or things that you might be looking to tweak or maybe a bigger than a tweak in the language?
Yeah, well, we're really very happy with what we got back from Leg Counsel. You know, there's always some question about whether you get this review back and they tell you everything you've written doesn't work. And that's not at all what happened here. In fact, the mention that you make of the federal law, we obviously knew that marijuana is illegal federally. That was something we knew before we ran the language. And frankly, that's the most substantive comment that legislative counsel made to us. The rest of it is helpful. There are things more stylistic. You know, they would say it this way and offer guidance about whether or not we should change language. Everything that they provided us is very helpful. That doesn't mean we're going to necessarily adopt all of those changes. Legislative counsel told us we review language from a legislative perspective. Meaning they are used to reviewing bills for the legislature. They understand that citizen initiatives are a different category of legislation. And so they said to us, these are stylistic changes. Take what you want, leave what you don't, and we will absolutely accommodate many of the edits that they provided that just make the language stronger, clearer, better. But some of the more stylistic edits that they made don't necessarily jive with a citizen initiative. We may not take all of those.
What about the issue of money in terms of directing and letting voters know where the money from fines and penalties and such would go?
Yeah, so most of the language that we have is very clear about revenue generated from the taxation of marijuana products will go to the Smart and Safe Fund. The penalties and fines, which are one of the categories that legislative counsel identified for us, we believe that it was directed to the same fund. We will look at that language to see if it needs to be clearer. And frankly, there is no downside to being abundantly clear where that money should go. We want it to go in the right place so that it can be distributed to important things like community colleges and public safety. And to the other areas that we have distributed revenue.
At what point do you expect to start collecting signatures to try to get this on the ballot?
Well, I think that really what we have to do here is take a look at these edits, absorb them. It's 16 pages of lawyer edits, you know, written through the margins. We're going to do that this week, and we hope to be able to refile the language by the end of this week and hopefully be collecting signatures by this weekend. But it will not be long from now.
Because the language has to be finalized, right, before you start collecting signatures. There can't be – you can't make changes to the language of the initiative once people have put their names on it, right?
That's correct. And in fact, the language that we filed will not be – we'll have to refile again. So I think there's some misconception about the fact that these changes get made and we just start circulating petitions. That's not correct. We actually need to go back to the Secretary of State's office, refile language that incorporates whatever edits that we make, and then that language will be circulated with petitions to collect signatures from voters.
So looking at some of the recommendations legislative counsel made, safe to say that you're happy that you guys made the decision to go through this agency to try to get some feedback on it?
Absolutely.
All right. That is Attorney Rupali Desai. She represents the Smart and Safe Arizona Act. Rupali, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.